The image on the screen switched to a room filled with heaps of old junk, where the proprietors seemed to be hunting. Moving boxes aside, the other side showed Harlan looking slightly off and to his right. To the left of the monitor, the main camera pointing down at him buzzed, and the picture zoomed in to a tight close-up of his eyes. A loud electric blam filled them with fear. The sound something like the blast of a Space Ranger's laser. The overhead fluorescence flickered as he turned from the monitor toward the once darkened storage room doorway, flashing now with colorful lights. "Sir?" Harlan called out. His gaze fell again on the sign above the counter. "Yes, we have classic arcade machines." On the security monitor, the proprietor moved cautiously toward the lambent screens of several old arcade games in the back. The other image cut to Jack typing up his screenplay at the park bench under a streetlight. One of the city cameras had linked to the monitor somehow. Whether Finelli had done it or the proprietor had hardwired it due to his evident paranoia, Harlan didn't know. But he had a bad feeling this was a scene where he'd have to make a hard choice between saving the writer and going back in there to find the camera. Shit! Hoping Jack could take care of himself for a few more minutes, he headed down the long, narrow aisle between shelves of broken dreams and layaways, guitars, game consoles, and jewelry sold for rent and drugs and destination weddings. His reflection warped in the chipped convex mirror as he passed under it looking up, watching for movement at his back. The doorway flashed red, green, and blue, while the machines blared chiptune music, laser blasts, explosions, and revving engines. "Hello?" Harlan called into the otherwise darkened room. A crackly 8-bit voice sample replied with deep, booming laughter. Harlan stepped through the doorway, his skin prickling at the sound. He'd never been big on video games when he was young, but he knew a bad omen when he heard it. "Hello?" Dust permeated the air, the shelves jam-packed with old stock. The arcade game stood against the back wall. He recognized Ninja Gaiden, an Altered Beast, and Cruisin' USA from his infrequent visits to the arcade with friends. The one with the built-in car seat. But the fourth game was one he'd never heard of. Something called Acolytes of Azathoth. The screen flashed game over again and again above three druids who stood over a man tied to a stone slab. The repetitive laughter came from its speakers. Mwahaha! Harlan approached cautiously. "Sir?" The clerk's hand slumped out from the replica's car seat. "Are you okay?" he called out over the noise, even though Harlan was fairly certain he wasn't. He peered over the headrest. The racing game displayed the same image as Acolytes. Game over, flashing above the three dark druids and the man fastened to the round stone altar. Adrenaline burned through his veins. All of the screens showed the same image. On the pixelated altar, the victim's eyes bulged behind bottle-thick glasses, dressed in nothing but a pair of boxer shorts. The clerk's hands and feet were tied at four points of a dripping red pentagram, his head resting on the fifth. Mwahaha! Each druid held a curved blade to their chests. They arched down swiftly in tandem, one blade piercing the man's heart, the second his groin, the third his throat. The middle acolyte carved off the clerk's head with very little effort. In the driver's seat, the real clerk jittered like a man having a seizure. He uttered a strangled groan seconds before a huge red fountain splattered the screen. Drops splattered Harlan's face and shirt. He cringed at the salty copper tang, recognizing it as blood. The clerk's severed head dropped onto the gear shift in his lap and rolled off onto the floor, tacky blood picking up crumbs from the dirty tiles, where it stared wide-eyed and mouth agape at Harlan. On the screens, tinted a slick red, the middle druid held up his prize by the hair, blocky pixel droplets of gore spilling on the stone altar. Harlan tripped over his own feet and fell hard on his hands and knees, his gorge rising. Before he could choke it back, he puked on the cement floor and into the drain. Mwahaha!